23rd of December, 1947, Tommy Sutton, a 9-year-old railwayman's son from Bolton, entered a toy shop he'd never seen before in a back street on the outskirts of his hometown. The next time anyone saw Tommy was 8 years later, when he was found standing in the backyard of the house in which his family used to live. Under hypnosis, the story of where he'd been was slowly pieced together. When it was complete, the report was referred to the Institute for Paranormal Studies, and from there to a meeting, a private meeting, which included the Prime Minister, the Home Secretary, and almost all the top psychologists, scientists, and church leaders in Britain. As a result, the casebook was ordered to be destroyed, and Tommy sent to Kane Larvin, the Institute for Incurable Mind Disorders. But Tommy was perfectly sane. It was what he'd seen, what he'd experienced, that had to be wiped out forever. The world, it was decided, was nowhere near ready for Tommy's story. Then, last year, a fire at a government records office caused one young fireman to fetch from the ashes a navy blue folder that had escaped incineration. Inside was the incredible story of Tommy Sutton's missing 8 years, and the beginning of a fight to set free the most scandalously imprisoned, devastatingly unique individual in human history, who, as an innocent child of 9, had been given information and eyes beyond his own good and this world's comprehension. What you are about to see is a true story. And it begins on a winter's evening, December the 23rd, 1947, on a hillside in Bolton, in the north of England. Warner Brothers Pictures presents Tim Roth, Danny Street, and the new puffed-up Molly Sugden in. There's no film to go with that, but I do enjoy doing that. It's an intro for a film that doesn't exist. If during the week you want to send us intros for films that don't exist, suggest music to go behind them, then we'll certainly read them on the air. What is the address, Alice?
The address is The Danny Baker Show, yeah. BBC Radio 1, London, W1N4DJ.
Or you can fax us, of course, 06451 10100. Keep them straight.
They must all feature Molly Sugden, who's had a couple of extra goes on the foot pop, hasn't she?